This is All Things Considered on 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Heplin. Executions may be a step closer to resuming in Arkansas if the state Supreme Court rules in favor of the state's lethal injection drug-type secrecy laws. KUAR's Sarah Weitz-Kotacek heard oral arguments before the court this morning.
An attorney for eight inmates on death row argued state secrecy about the suppliers of drugs used in lethal injections violates the constitutional protection against cruel and unusual punishment. John Williams told the justices the Arkansas Freedom of Information Act, along with a 2013 contract between the state and inmates to disclose suppliers of all execution drugs, make secrecy unlawful.
So under the statute, there's no guarantee that the state will in the future test those drugs, for one. Also, in the future, the state has the option of using compounded drugs or drugs that are not obtained from FDA sources. So if there's no guarantee of testing, there's a serious issue if prisoners are unable to find out where compounded drugs or non-FDA drugs come from.
Williams also referred to past instances where the state had used unreliable, dangerous drug compounds. Arkansas Solicitor General Lee Rodolfsky argued that a 2015 state law for state secrecy and executions has made any prior agreements null.
There is no current contract. There might have been a 2013 contract. That contract was not in perpetuity. But even if this court disagrees with the argument as we explained in our brief, we also explain in our brief that a contract, even a contract made between the state and an individual, is subservient to the police power.
He also told justices independent tests of the state's three drug injection mixture have confirmed that all are FDA approved, and said the purpose of the inmates' challenge was to prevent executions by shaming drug manufacturers into withholding their products. Following the arguments, Veronda Brasfield, head of the Arkansas Coalition to Abolish the Death Penalty, told KUAR she believes the case is worth any length of delay to executions in Arkansas.
Before we kill someone, we need to fully litigate all of the issues. We can't bring anyone back after we've executed someone.
Many drug manufacturers in the United States and Europe have voluntarily refused to sell drugs for execution, creating delays and complications for states around the country. Last year, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that a similar three-drug execution cocktail from Oklahoma did not constitute a cruel and unusual punishment as long as a better execution method was unavailable. The state hasn't held an execution in over a decade because of similar legal challenges and problems accessing lethal injection drugs. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek, KUAR News.